Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Hello, I'm Janet Morena, Executive Director of Priests for Life. Welcome to our program. And as always, I'm joined by pro-life leader Frank Pavone.
Yes.
Welcome to the program.
All right, another program.
Well, let's start with this point. Every time there's an election, we say this is the most important election. Everyone has to get involved. But
right,
why
right.
This year it's even to the 10th power? It's more
important.
Well,
because the opposition has taken off their mask. We know for sure now they just want to arrogate all power to themselves. They want to destroy free and fair elections. Have we not seen that already?
Right.
And they're not only in their fraudulent action, but in their proposed legislation that would centralize all election power. They want one-party rule. Mark Levin wrote a book, The Democrat Party Hates America. I want to encourage people to get and read that book. We've been studying it on my other program, Praying for America. Right. We've been studying it in detail. And when we say this is the most important election ever, some are actually saying, you know, because if we don't win this election, it could be the last election. And people hear that and say, what are you doing? What kind of nonsense is that?
Well, because
what kind of extremism is that? But no, they're serious.
Yeah, because they're trying to turn our country into a very socialist, almost communist
yes.
country.
Communist,
And the kind of shenanigans that are going on in our country right now, if you look at some of the countries like in South America when they had revolts and things that happened, this is kind of like what's happening in America now.
Suppress free speech.
Right.
Try to imprison your political opponents. This has never happened before. That's what they're trying to do, is to try to put President Trump in prison. Destroy your right to self-defense, take away your firearms. This is what communist countries do when they're starting. So, I mean, yeah, it sounds, for those that aren't following this stuff,
right,
it really sounds exaggerated. It sounds like hyperbole. I assure you it's not. I mean, watch our evening programs, right? We go into it in detail. So that's why, and plus, even if you look at it just from the primary issue that we deal with, abortion, the other side is saying they're not apologizing anymore. They remember Clinton used to say,
safe, legal, rare.
But rare.
Rare.
Know, they were signaling, hey, well, look, we know this is not a good thing.
And yeah. But now?
Oh, it's a fundamental
birth.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a fundamental right.
Right for women to kill a baby till birth. That's, you know, they finally, like you said, took the mask off, and here's the facts. And that's why, you know, this is such an important election, the most ever, because I always look at it this way. Our country is divided like it was right before the Civil War.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Same
on
thing.
Principles just as foundational and important.
Yes, because back then they were saying a black person was not a human being, just mm-hmm. like now they're saying the unborn child doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same rhetoric, the
yeah.
same logic.
Yeah.
And so back then our country was very divided, those who wanted to hold on to keeping them slaves and those who wanted to let black people be free. There they were. We went to war over it. We're at that point right now.
Yeah, it's
because it's the unborn child under attack, and motherhood and fatherhood being totally
attacked.
Well,
the whole
attacked.
Gender war, too, and the indoctrination of children in our schools. I mean, this
right.
is more and more citizens. You know what I'm hearing even more than this is the most important election? I'm hearing another phrase even more than that, and I'm sure our audience is going to resonate with this. People who are saying, this is good versus evil.
That's what it
Aren't
is.
Aren't you hearing that more?
Yes,
I mean,
good
that,
versus
I mean,
evil.
And that translates into the same thing. If good versus evil has come so to the fore and nobody's pretending it anymore, it's either rebellion against God or worship of God. It's one or the other.
Right.
Then that translates into, yeah, this is the most important election.
Right. And so because, as always, for us, every election is important because we want to put in as many pro-life candidates as possible. People have to realize it's not just the presidency, which is so important, but it's the entire House.
You got to vote down the whole ticket.
Down yeah. the whole ticket. Yeah. The entire House of Representatives is
right.
up for re-election.
Right.
And a third of the Senate.
A third of the Senate.
So you have to realize if we want to get the job done, if we want to keep the country, stop it going in the wrong direction and get it back on the right course, we've got to have all three. You've got to have the trifecta.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, even if we have, like now, we have the House by a slim margin, they can't get a lot done, because if they get a bill and they pass it and it gets over to the Senate, well, Schumer and the Democrats block it. They won't bring it to the floor for a vote even. And we had that with Pelosi, too. You know, so, and of course, Biden will veto any good bill saving the unborn child. He only wants to promote more abortion. So it's very important that we go down the whole ticket and we get everything in order. Mm-hmm. All pro-life, the whole Republican ticket, really. And so that's why we have election volunteers, don't we?
Yes.
And it's so important, because each month, and as it gets closer to the election, it'll be more than once a month. It'll be practically every week. We have Zoom calls with our volunteers. We have guest speakers to encourage them and give them up to date where we're standing with the election, where we have to focus. And we encourage them, and then we give them work to do mm-hmm. out there in the grassroots, because voter contact is the only way we're going to win this. It's first voter registration, and then it has to be, once that period's up, which will be in the September, different states, you know, the registration is a little bit different. But once that's over, then it's get out the vote. Get out the vote. So we need as many people as possible joining our election team now, mm-hmm. don't we?
You know, there are still some primaries going on.
Yes.
And so what we do in these election trainings is, first of all, we make people aware of where are we in the election calendar.
Right.
Right? So there are still some primaries going on now. Now, both on the Republican and Democrat side, the presidential candidates have secured their nominations.
Right.
In fact, it's still going to become official at the conventions. But the point is, the primaries are still important to participate in. First of all, they are a signal of the strength of the respective candidates. They are an opportunity to mobilize voters. Like if you have a voter who's been, you know, sitting there on the sidelines for 10 years, and our goal is to get that person registered and out to vote, right? The primary is a perfect opportunity to do that.
And the primary is not just about the presidential candidate, which, like you said, is secured. There's all kinds of other things. There are some very key Senate races that are in primaries and House.
Yes.
So if we want to get the best pro-life candidate to be in the general, we have to show up at the primary so that we get the best, you know, like we're going to ride the best horse.
So we're going to, we train our in these training sessions that we're inviting people to take part in, and they go to prolifevote.com
to sign up.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we do is we show them the resources on our site, like stateelectioncalendar.org. They'll see all the dates.
Right.
And they'll have access to the dates about the primaries. Now, it's not just the primary dates. It's when does voter registration end for the primaries? When does early voting begin for the primaries? Because that's the other thing we're training people on, especially this year, is banking their vote. In other words, we have to get to, we think in terms of the vote, but this year more than ever, we have to think in terms of the vote as the ballots.
Right.
It's the ballots that they have to be safe, secure, legal, and they have to be numerous. We got to get those ballots in and get them in early. We're really pushing. We've always pushed early. I'm very proud of this. We pushed early voting
before it was a popular thing
other than among the Democrats, right?
Right?
So now, of course, the Republicans are on full board with this, President Trump and the whole party. It's like, yes, guys, because look, right? You know, early voting starts, right? The Democrats come out early and the numbers of their votes go up and up and up and up and up. And meanwhile, Republicans are sitting home waiting for Election Day.
Yeah.
Then Election Day comes, and the number of votes cast by that point, Democrats have millions up here, then we have like 12 hours to catch up? Does that make any sense?
No, it doesn't. And the reason why you should do early voting is multiple reasons. Because in November, on Election Day, in a lot of states, you could get snowstorms. You could even get a blizzard.
We saw that happening recently in a couple of special elections.
In New York, for example. There was a special election for a congressional seat.
Yeah.
And because people didn't go early vote, that day there was a snowstorm.
Blizzard.
There was a snowstorm.
Yeah.
And guess what? Our candidate only lost by a couple hundred votes. And why? Because of the snow, because it was a part of the district was in Long Island, New York, where they get, if it snows there, forget it, they panic. And we lost by a couple hundred votes. But what if everyone had voted early?
Yeah.
We could have won
that
seat.
Yeah.
And it's so important. So what can happen if you wait till November? Bad storms. It could be hail. It could be a tornado. It could be a blizzard. But you could wake up that morning and you could be sick. not feel good. Now you can't get to the poll. Oh, you could have car trouble. Or you could get called out of town on a business trip at the last minute, and now you didn't do an absentee ballot. Now you don't get to vote at all. There's so many reasons why you should do it as soon as you can, because other things might get in the way.
So this is an example of what we cover on these election trainings, the mechanics of the election, the schedule of the election, the mechanics of the election. We also cover the messaging of the election. Yes. How do you talk about the abortion issue? Abortion has come front and center, you know, and we say, look, this is a simple choice. Instead of getting into the weeds of, oh, should it be a 15-week ban? Do we want a national ban? Is it up to the states? Here's the fundamental question.
No.
Americans want more abortion or less abortion?
And polls show they want less.
They want less.
And they don't want their tax dollars to pay for it.
Right. Now, what less abortion means, well, that's what you hash out once you figure out who's been elected and what kind of policies you want to enact. That's a deeper, more detailed question.
Mm-hmm.
But the choice is clear right now. The fork in the road is you want more abortion. For the Democrats, more abortion means no limits.
That's right.
No exception, no restriction, nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
They don't, when they talk about choice for women, they don't even want to let a woman have a real choice because they don't want to let the abortion clinic have to tell the woman about fetal development or tell them about the risks of the abortion. None of that.
Or the alternatives.
All the alternatives. Yeah. Zero.
No,
zero. So it's
zero.
Not really
In fact,
about
they
choice.
Want the opposite. They want the pregnancy centers that are exist to provide an alternative to abortion. They actually want the pregnancy centers to refer people
to abortion.
For abortions.
Yeah,
No, they're extreme.
Extreme.
They're the ones who are extreme. And we tell people how to message on this. Remember, our two things are point out the extremism of the other side and point out the compassion of our side.
That's right.
So in these election trainings, I mean, people come away from that really feeling confident and equipped. And how when are people going to speak up more? They're going to speak up more the more confident they feel.
That's right. So I really want people to go to prolifevote.com. First of all, we always have an action alert there. And look in that action alert box.
And that's where they can sign
and
up.
And that's where you can click to be a volunteer.
Right.
And don't worry, we're not going to bother you with a blizzard of emails. Once a month, you're going to get an email giving you a Zoom link to our election call so you can be on it. And then if you can't, we send a follow-up email where you can, you know, listen to what you missed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we want to hear back from you. What have you accomplished? And remember on the last call, because I'm a teacher, I gave them a homework assignment. I said, listen, we've been telling you about checkyourvoterregistration.com. And make sure everyone's registered to vote. I said, now, here's your homework assignment. I want you to go to all your pro-life family and friends, and I want you to go and find out. Check. You go with your iPad and go to check your voter registration and do it with them. Have them check to see if they're properly registered.
Yes.
And remember, a few of the volunteers said, I was shocked. Several of my good friends weren't properly registered, and I helped them get registered.
Yeah.
Imagine?
Yeah.
And then two people, they had moved or the address was wrong. They had to fix things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important because our calls will equip you to get the job done.
Really will. Yeah, yeah. You know, and there's also a dynamic on these calls, you know, these election calls. I mean, we're seeing everyone's face. We're on Zoom. It's very personal. It's intimate.
And they get a chance to ask questions.
Directly of me and our guests. And we had Debbie Wuth now on from the iVoterGuide.com, right?
Right.
And
yeah.
The best online voter guide, iVoterGuide.com. So we have all these experts come in, but you know, it's also an opportunity. You know, we're there for an hour together on an evening. It's an opportunity just to like, hey, did you guys see that crazy thing that happened, you know,
right,
with the election? And there's a lot of crazy things happening. And we sort of just, it's like a chance to vent with each other and talk about things with people of like mind. And everybody gets insights from one another.
Right.
It's not just the speakers that are giving, you know, information. People are getting encouraged. Oh yeah, isn't that crazy? You know, and you got to be able, especially in this climate today, it's so divided. We might have people in our own place of work or in our own family or in our own church who are on the opposite end of the spectrum. And it's great to be together with a bunch of people where you're exactly on the same page.
Right.
And you're able to like just talk with each other.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, I hope everybody really goes to prolifevote.com.
Yes. Come on.
Joins our team. Be part of the excitement, too, because
you
never know in the months ahead what big personalities we might be having on those calls. You never know.
Never know.
That's right. So anyway.
And also, we're going to be watching closely and praying hard about the vice presidential pick.
Yes.
This is a decision that's being hammered out in these very days. Right. It's a relatively private process.
Right.
But it's important for us to pray for wisdom for all those that are engaged in that process, because the pick of a vice presidential running mate is a very influential, consequential decision.
Well, also, too, especially if they're coming from a key state that we have to win.
That's one of the factors.
Yeah.
That's one of the factors. And there's, you know, other things, too. I mean, it's got to be a very strong. You think about all the attacks that President Trump is under, right? Imagine the how ferocious the attacks are going to be on his VP candidate.
Of course.
They're going to try to bring the. See, nothing they try to do to him works to bring him down in the polls. Mm-hmm. He's going up in the polls. But so they'll try. They'll say, okay, now we got someone who's probably not as strong as he is. I don't know if anybody is as strong as he is. But they'll go after the vice presidential person, whoever that is, to try to make them, you know, stumble in some way to bring down the ticket. So that's going to have to be a very strong person.
All I have to say is, to me, the choice is crystal clear. Do we want a country as our founding fathers gave us,
mm-hmm.
or do we want to see that all go away?
That's the choice
we're at. That's
it's
the
as
choice.
Stark as that.
Stark as that, because it's. For us, the number one issue is abortion. That's the number one. But the stuff that could be at stake are basically freedom of speech, the freedom to own a gun. So many states, like here in Florida, we're allowed to have a gun safely. I mean, it's just religious freedom.
Freedom of religion, yeah.
You know, all these pastors and priests and everyone else that want to stay silent, listen, they're coming for you too. Yeah. They want to silence. They're going to take away your tax exempt status. You're so worried about, let me not preach because of my tax. Trust me, they're going to come after you and everything is going to fall. Yeah. That's how bad it is. So, everyone, we need you. We really do. So
That's ironic what you just said. The concern about the tax exempt status, uh-huh. the concern about losing the tax exempt status has been a reason that pastors have been silent.
Right.
Now it has to be a reason that they speak.
Exactly.
Because the other side wants to take all that away.
They do.
All right. Well, so. ProLifeVote.com. People
That's
should
right.
sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Come on board. We'll talk to you constantly on those calls. It'll be
Thanks
great.
Thanks for joining us.
All right.
Well, brothers and sisters, you got the charge of what we need you to do. Go to ProLifeVote.com. I want to see you all on our May election volunteer meeting, and I want you to be able to tell me if you come on that, I saw your program, Janet, and that's why I signed up. So go to ProLifeVote.com. Your homework assignment from the teacher is join our election volunteers, because remember, brothers and sisters, there are some abortions only you're going to be able to stop, and therefore some lives only you can save. Join us again next time. Thank you. God bless.
Hello, I'm Dr. Alveda King, board member of Priest for Life. More money is being spent in America to kill babies in the womb than to save them. Together, we need to change that, and today I want to invite you to support our work at Priest for Life. Why ours rather than other groups? Because we have a unique team that helps lead in every arena of the fight against abortion, and we activate the churches where you find people who are most likely to get involved in that fight. To awaken a pastor about abortion is to awaken thousands of people he serves. We do not receive church funding or government grants. We rely on you for individual donations. We have a very high evaluation among charities and top security on our donation site, prolifegift.org. You can go there for a one-time gift or to become a monthly donor, or you can call us at 321-500-1000.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.